Teachers Talking Tech is a podcast by teachers for teachers. The podcast is fully funded by us, Mike and Eric, and we are not sponsored by anyone, so you know that when we share something, we believe that it is good for students and good for teachers. If you like what you hear, take a moment and donate through PayPal to brown145@yahoo.com. We appreciate your support.
This is Eric from Teachers Talking Tech, and today I have another minicast for you. A minicast is where I share an idea and tell you how to use it in 5 minutes or less. Now, my last few minicasts have actually gone over a little bit, so I'll be careful this time. I'm going to really keep this one short. Now, this is for iPad users, so sorry to all my Chromey homies if you're using Chromebooks out there or you are using laptops or those kind of things. This is only for iPad, but if you're using iPad, it is a fantastic resource. So what I'm going to talk about today are apps from the Math Learning Center. Now, the Math Learning Center, it's part of a bigger curriculum, but they created these free math apps that you can download, and they are amazing. So many times, math apps are either drill and practice apps, or, you know, they're all about like how to learn time or how to learn money. And the idea is the app teaches your students how to use it and then they practice. That's not where they came from with these apps. The thing I love about these apps is that kids can use them to practice, but they're really made to enhance the learning experience. So a teacher could be showing something and the students are following along on the app, or it could be something you're using it as a visual while your kids are doing some of their math work. So let me tell you a little bit about these apps. The first thing I would tell you is if you want to find them, the easiest way to do it is to go to the App Store and just search for Math Learning Center. And then it will show all the apps. So there's one about fractions. There's a Geo Board. There's Money Pieces. Number Frames, which are like 10 frames. There's a Number Line. There are two great Base 10 apps called Number Pieces. There's a Number Rack, which kind of looks like an abacus. And there's one called Pattern Shapes, where you can manipulate and put together pattern blocks. So these are really aimed more at like maybe kindergarten through fourth grade, but they are perfect at what they do. So it's not going to be really too useful for me to walk step by step through these apps on a podcast. It's going to be much more useful if you check out our YouTube page and I can show you how to use these apps. Instead, what I wanted to do is talk about how I use them during math time. And the first is I mirror my iPad and I use them to help teach. And so I have a front board with a projector. I also have a screen at the back of my room behind my teaching table. And I have an Apple TV hooked up to each of those. Now, you could also have a plug. There are different ways to mirror your iPad. But the nice thing about mirroring it is I could be walking around the room. I could be teaching a small group. Wherever I am, I can pull up these manipulatives right behind me, and the kids can follow along. Now, sometimes they're using their math journals. Other times they have their iPads open and they are manipulating the tools that I am. But either way, it's very easy to follow along. Okay, so that's one way I use these. The other way that I use them is for assignments and assessments. So let me just give you an example. Let's say I was trying to assess whether kids knew their base 10 values. So maybe I ask them to make a number with me, and then I say, go ahead and take a screenshot. And then after that, they could put it into Seesaw or Chatterpix or whatever and explain what number they had made. Okay, really great for explaining your thinking. Another thing I could do, assignments. I could say, all right, for this math group, I'm going to have you add these two three-digit numbers. And you can use base 10. And I want you guys to walk me through how you added these numbers. So then what my kids could do is they could take a screenshot and then they could voice it over and explain their thinking. Or they could also use screen recording, and they could record their screen on their iPad, and they could actually be manipulating the base 10 blocks or whatever they chose, and they could show me their thinking. So I love this as a way to have kids take screenshots, explain their thinking, and do assessments or assignments. All right, so again, these are apps from the Math Learning Center. They are for iOS. They are fantastic apps for math manipulatives. I hope you enjoyed this minicast, and I hope that these apps are useful for you. This has been Eric Robinson for Teachers Talking Tech. See ya.